This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, let's join Lee Milky and his guest this week, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski.
Dave, the September benchmark milk price, the Class 3, gained 58 cents last week, and futures prices were portraying a peak at around 1780-something. Is this going to be enough to keep America's dairy farmers in business?
In business, probably yes. Happily in business, probably no. Costs have risen across the board. I don't need to tell your listeners about gas prices and energy costs that have risen here for the second half of this year in particular, and not to mention labor costs and labor issues and things of that nature. So there's a lot of things that are challenging dairy farmers out there today. Price is probably the least of the concern at the moment. I know it all figures out at the end of the day together, but the reason I say that is because, you know, I think that we're starting to see milk tightness in the U.S., a little bit of tightness in the U.S., globally also a little bit tight, and we're starting to see prices respond to that. So, yeah, we're at 1780. It's probably not enough to be a banner year for dairy farmers for the balance of this year, but as we talk right now, Lee, we're starting to see what I think is at least a very short-term, 2-3-4 week situation where we start to see bigger demand as we head into the holidays.
We saw Uncle Sam come to the rescue with more money last week. Are any of these programs really going to help dairy farmers all that much?
No, that's an excellent question. I mean, any little bit can help, I suppose, but the flip side of that, from a brokerage perspective and a trading perspective, you look at it and say, the more money the government hands out, the more milk we have in 2022. Right now, 2022 price averages in the high $17 area. I think it can get over 18. I think we can continue to push higher here as we go through the fall. And it will, I think, offer quite a few opportunities for producers to get floor prices, whether that's DRP or using futures or options and things of that nature. I think they'll have a chance. The real question, though, is what's it going to cost to produce milk next year? So I think they have to take a real hard look at, you know, grain costs. Those have been somewhat moderate at a high price level. We're over $5 a bushel on corn, but they haven't been going up any. They've just been kind of chopping around. But we need to look at, you know, the profit margin before we really do anything. And I think one of the easiest ways to get into risk management is to use the DRP program. At least you give yourself a safety net.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
Well over a year after the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic impacts, relief and recovery remain needed in several regards. Part of federal efforts to aid include recently announced programs and offerings from the Agriculture Department.
Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program will pay an eligible producer up to 80% of the fair market value of an animal they had to depopulate because of a lack of slaughtering facility or processing facility.
With Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau noting the deadline for sign-up of this new program was recently extended to October 12th. Pandemic economic assistance was announced in August for our nation's dairy producers. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Jenny Moffitt is the Pandemic Market Volatility Assistance Program.
Through the program, USDA will provide about $350 million in payments to dairy farmers who received a lower value for their products due to market abnormalities caused by the pandemic.
The Food and Farm Workers Relief Grant Program sets aside $700 million for pandemic-related health and safety costs for its ag, food processing, and frontline grocery store workers. Secretary Vilsack says state, tribal, and nonprofit entities can apply for grants that would in turn assist
entities that were providing personal protective equipment such as masks to ag and food workers, or entities that were hosting a vaccine clinic or an outreach campaign to encourage vaccination, or an entity that was providing financial support during COVID-19.
Another $700 million grant offering focused on providing resources to entities who had yet received substantial federal funding in responding to the pandemic. Entities such as small producers, processors, distributors, farmers markets. In addition to these and several other pandemic relief efforts, USDA also announced expansion of its coronavirus food assistance program too, to include contract producers of eligible livestock and poultry and producers of specialty crops and other sale-based commodities. The deadline for new or modified applications for CFAP 2 is also approaching.
Our thanks to USDA Radio's Rod Bain for that report. More details about those deadlines for CFAP 2 at farmers.gov. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.